If it's a Sunday morning, and it's Sunday morning on Robin Hood Radio, that means we kick things off with Willie Hallahan from SportingACause.com. SportingACause.com is the one spot to go to find out any fundraisers that have any connection at all with sports. And Willie, of course, posts them in chronological order and has his blog also at SportingACause.com. And we speak to him every Sunday morning. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. A little chilly this morning. But that's the time of year we're in, so it all makes sense.
Well, it's going to warm up a little good beginning next week, so you'll still be able to hit the links.
That's right. Yeah, that's wear a vest, long johns, whatever it takes.
All right, what do we have going today?
Well, I'll start off with yesterday, because yesterday I covered the Little Guild, Running Wag, in Cornwall. Last week I spoke about how typically running events aren't great spectator events. They're great for the people who are running in them, but they're not that much fun to watch. But when you put animals into the mix, it can really be a gas. So I went there and took a video and some pictures. I put them up on Facebook, and it was a great time. It always is. And they had a good turnout. They had 165 runners signed up, 60 of whom ran with their pets. So that's a good turnout for a race around here. And that's the Little Guild's major fundraiser of the year, and they do great work there. They find forever homes for dogs and cats. Today, the walk to end Alzheimer's, that's the Dutchess and Ulster County version, will be held at 10:30 on the walkway over the Hudson over in Poughkeepsie. I imagine that's a beautiful place to be these days as the foliage turns. The Cider Run was supposed to be run this week, but the organizers decided to wait another year, I guess. The race benefited the Warren Land Trust. It'll be 2 years that this race hasn't run. Hope they'll come back next year. Also today, this is a little departure from the usual event that I talk about, but there's over at Lime Rock Park, there's going to be a gathering in memory of Butch Sherwood, who passed away last year. He was a longtime manager of Lime Rock Park. He was part of the Sherwood ski jumping family. His brother Roy was the better known because he made the Olympics, but everybody in that family jumped, and Butch was a great guy. But because of COVID, there was no reception or anything in his honor, so until now. So today from 1 to 4, over at the hospitality building in the outfield of Lime Rock Park. I plan to go to that. Today, the first turkey shoot of the season will be held over at the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club in North Canaan. They will run every Sunday right up to Thanksgiving week, which is only 6 weeks away, Marshall. these events start at 10. There's no pre-registration. You just show up. It's a shotgun event. You bring your own firearm. If you don't have one, they've got one you can use. It just costs $3 a round. They typically have 10 rounds of competition, and it just costs you $3 a round, and they supply the shells. So it's very cost-friendly and family-friendly. Children are welcome as long as there's parental supervision. Next Saturday, that's the 23rd, the Buddy Walk, which is sponsored by Berkshire County ARC and the Berkshire County ARC Down Syndrome Family Group, will be held virtually again this year. In past years, this was a massive, massive walk. They get 12 to 1,500 people to walk in this event up in the Pittsfield area. And hopefully this will be the last year that they have to do it virtually. Next Sunday, the 24th, the Beat the Clock Challenge takes place at the Litchfield Distillery in Litchfield. Now, this is a different, of all the races, I do all kinds of 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons and all this. Marshall, this is a little different. The first hint that it's going to be an extreme event is that it's organized by Steep Endurance. That's a for-profit business that organizes events. They give part of the profits to charity, but they're known for putting together these extreme events. And this is how this one works. Runners have to run a two-mile loop in under 30 minutes, which is not a big deal if you're a runner. But here's the catch. After you've, if you've completed it in under 30 minutes, then you run it again. And the second time, you have to run that two-mile loop in 29 minutes. And if you complete that, then you run it again, the two-mile loop, in 28 minutes. And you keep doing it until there's only one person left. So it costs $75 to get in. A portion of the profits go to the Litchfield Community Greenway, and there's a great prize for the last person standing. And whatever that prize is, they certainly deserve it. Next Sunday is the Salisbury Beast 5K. That starts at the Salisbury Town Hall and heads uphill. I think it might even go somewhere near your house, Marshall. It might go right by your house.
It does.
Sure.
Yeah.
That costs $27 to get in. You have to register online. There's no race day registration. And the proceeds are going to benefit the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Service. And lastly, next Sunday, there's going to be a fundraiser for a cause that's become dear to my heart, and that's the Camp Sundown 2021 Golf Ball Drop at the Copaic Country Club. Camp Sundown is in Craryville. It's the only camp in the world that caters to children who can't go outside in the daylight. The UV rays from sunlight, even fluorescent lighting gives them third-degree burns. But the condition is even worse than that because the rays not only give them burns on their skin, but it attacks their bodies on a more cellular level. It attacks their organs. It makes them susceptible to all kinds of rare skin and eye cancers. As a result, most of the kids who suffer from this disease don't even survive childhood. And anyway, Dan and Karen Mayer started Camp Sundown back in the late 90s because their daughter Katie had the condition, and she's 29 now, which is old for her condition, and she's the only one to reach that age that was able to avoid some of those cancers. But she's deaf and mostly blind at this point. It's a devastating disease. Naming the condition, but I'm going to give it a shot. It's Xeroderma pigmentosum is the condition. They call it XP for short. And because the disease really exacts a huge financial toll on families. One of the family members has to stop working to take care of the children. It's very devastating. So the Mayors, they host this camp, and it's free to families who go. It's about the only time these kids each year get to play with other kids with their condition. And what they do is, because these kids can't go in the daylight, the camp runs at night. They have kickball games. They play all the sports. They do all kinds of activities and bonfires and everything, but it's all done at night so that the kids can go outside. It's a great cause. But anyway, you can imagine, because they run the camp for free, there's a lot of expenses. So the Mayors hold this golf ball drop fundraiser at the Copaic Country Club. And the way it works, I'm going to go and take pictures because it sounds like a really cool event. You can buy a golf ball for $25. You can buy it online, or you can go there next Sunday. The event starts at 11 and runs to 2. And at 2 o'clock, they accumulate all the golf balls that have been sold, and they drop them out of a helicopter, and they've dug a series of holes on the first fairway there. And whenever balls go in the holes, those people win big prizes. It should be a gas to behold, and it's a great cause. If you want to read I wrote my blog about it this week. You can find it either on the homepage of Sporting a Cause or my Willie Hallahan Facebook page. And that about wraps it up for the week, Marshall.
Well, It's another busy week.
Yes, it is. Slowing down a little bit. I don't have the dozens of events each weekend that we used to have. And, you know, golf will be coming to a close probably the end of this month. Running races continue. They're pretty much year-round. They slow down, but there'll be a flurry of holiday-related races. And then we'll be getting into things like Bond Spiels, the Curling Club, and Jump Fest, and all that sort of thing as winter takes over. It's not far away.
All right, Willie, I want you to have a good day, good week, and we'll speak to you next week.
Okay, Marshall, you do the same. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com.